A very warm welcome to Dr. Sachin. And Om Shanti to all. Good morning. First of all, I would like to remind you, if you have any questions later on for the for the interview with Arshaban, would you please give your questions at the back of the room? You could put it on the table next to the laptop, if you would. That would be very helpful. Thank you. Then for today's session, first we have Dr. Sachin. That will be until 11:55, and after that Arshaban will take an interview, interviewed by Aparna Ben. So the session today will end at 12:45, and right after we would like to take a group picture, because tomorrow everything's quite packed for the program. I will tell you later this afternoon. So the children will be at the retreat, as you might know. They will stay longer at the children's retreat till 12:45. So very warm welcome for Dr. Sachin. Please, another warm applause for welcoming. Dr. Sachin, he's a medical doctor at Global Hospital, and from a young age he has been searching for God for different religions, and God found him in Shantivan, as I have been told. Dr. Sachin is a household name amongst the BKs, which means he's very known amongst the BKs, the family. He is a perfect example of a yogi, especially in modern times, because he knows how to balance between the old and the new, and is a perfect example of that. But also many Brahmins benefit from his deep and insightful churnings. We can see him on many classes and revisions, also on YouTube. And what for me was the most good thing, that you have very good practical examples from these times for applying knowledge, which is so very useful for all of us parents. So please, Dr. Sachin, very welcome.
Om Shanti. Very happy to see you again this year. Most of the faces are familiar. We have a very interesting topic this morning. And just now I am told this topic has been kept secret. There was once a psychologist, and he conducted an experiment in a school. There were 30 students in that school, and what he did, he gave 30 balloons, one balloon to each student, and each student was asked to write his or her name on the balloon with a marker pen. After some time, all the balloons were collected, and in another room all the balloons were just dispersed like that. And all those 30 students were asked to go in that room and collect the balloon, that balloon, on which his or her name is written. And within 5 minutes, that was the experiment he did. And there was commotion. Students started running here and there, colliding with each other and so on and so forth. And not all of them could find the balloon with their name. After some time, when the teacher came, he said, "Now stop. Now what you have to do in another 5 minutes, whatever balloon that comes in your hand, just hold it, see the name and then give to the person to whom it belongs. Because everybody knew each other's name. So, when this was done, everybody immediately caught hold of the balloon and they knew each other. So they could immediately give the balloon to each other. And that's how everybody got the balloon with his name. The psychologist concluded that whenever we try to give something, whenever we try to give something, and if that something is happiness, immediately the same thing will come back to us. There won't be any disorder, there won't be any confusion, there won't be any running from here to there. It's in giving that we receive. In the first experiment, everybody was little selfish, but in the second experiment, they caught hold of any balloon and then they tried to give to the person to whom that balloon belonged. So this was a short experiment, and I like this experiment, and probably many of you know about this. So today also we are going to do something like this. This is a very short presentation. I usually don't make presentations. Never. This is probably long time back. This is just the second, I will say, recently, 1, 2, 3 days back, and this is second. So, this is what we are having. Audio, please. Audio. So, we are going to have a very interesting session, and probably you all will enjoy that session. This is our retreat, 10th International Parents Retreat, and this is the logo. And what we are going to do in this retreat is this, as I am told, to foster the development of heaven on earth in every Brahmin home. And can you remove this this one from here, this plant? Yeah. And to teach our children not just the Baba's knowledge, but also how to create a life of kindness, happiness and values, no matter what is going on in the outer world. This is what is the goal. So today, we are going to understand this topic in a very different way. All of you have heard this, Alice in Wonderland. So today we are going to discuss Alice in Wonderland. How to create that sacred space in our hearts, how to create that sacred space in our family, in our home, so that we can foster the overall development of children. This is a very famous story. I think everybody knows of this. Anybody who has not heard of Alice? You know, sometimes the greatest truths are not in scriptures. They are in children's fairy tales. This book, Alice in Wonderland, is a world classic. And it was written, a very interesting thing, that it was not written by a person who is a poet, by a person who is an author of some children book or like. It was written by a mathematician. And when it was written, when his actual name, even world doesn't know him by his actual name, Charles Dodgson. They know him more by this other name, pen name, Lewis Carroll. So he was a mathematician, as I am telling. And one thing which I want to stress here is that how this book got written. He took three little girls. Can we make dark from there so that this will become clearer? He took three little girls for boat riding. It was an excursion. And during that, in the vicinity of nature, in the proximity of nature, in those moments, suddenly he got this idea of writing this book. Out of the three girls, the name of one of the girls was Alice. And it was here, in the River Thames, in 1865, he and his friend, they had gone for riding. and three girls were there. As I said, the name of one of the girls was Alice. And once they reached that one place, voice.
That's enough to have landed and had our tea. Steer over there, please, Miss Alice. There's our picnic spot.
Oh, lovely.
Come on, Duckworth.
Look at those teeth. They're lovely.
So one of the girls' name was Alice. And
I remember so well.
To entertain her, he narrated a beautiful story.
The story of Alice's adventures on the ground. It was a beautiful midsummer day in early July. My friend Duckworth and I had, as usual, taken the three little sisters, Lorena, Alice, and Edith, out on a river picnic.
Oh.
Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies. When suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her.
This is the actual Alice, and this photograph was taken by Lewis Carroll himself. This is the actual Alice at the age of 20. This is the Alice at the age of 80. Why this book is so popular and what are we going to do in this session? Even I am going to talk on this for the first time. This book is about fairy tale. This book is about a small girl who follows a rabbit and suddenly she enters into a fairyland. In that fairyland, she finds amazing creatures, talking animals. If you read it once, you will find this is a very entertaining one. But each and every chapter of this book has got such amazing statements that they are not just for children, but they contain the very depth of human psychology. I will be calling this book an entirely spiritual book. If this book is one of the ways to interpret Baba's knowledge, this book is entirely filled with divine wisdom. Such deep things are there, which we are going to see soon. So, as I said, this is very powerful and it's actually a literary nonsense, that's the genre of the book. And as I said, this book plays with logic and it has a long lasting popularity. Lot many movies are made on this movie, plays, dramas and so on and so forth. And almost every country translated in multiple languages. So we are going to see about this book and we are going to correlate with today's session, how to create that sacred space in our family, in our homes, in our house. This is a very beautiful and wonderful statement. Imagination is the only weapon in the war against reality. It's actually not war against reality, but it's even to go beyond the perceived reality. Okay? So, just have a look at the movie first of all, then we will enter into the discussion of it. It's a short clip. Go back to the previous slide. No, even before that. Yeah. Just wait. Fourth, 11th slide, I think. Even after that. Yeah. Just on it. Play it. Not that. From current slide. From current, not that. Yeah. Just wait. Forward from there. Otherwise, can it come here? Sorry for the interruption. Yeah, just we'll go ahead. We'll, if we can get the video later on, we will see. Okay, so as I was telling about this small girl, Alice, what happens that she is playing with her sister. Her sister is reading out a book to her, probably some chapter from the book of history, and this is how the book starts. Alice was beginning to get tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and having nothing to do, and they were reading from a book which has got no pictures and conversations. And this is the first statement that comes in the book: what is the use of a book without pictures or conversation? I want to stop here for some time. This is the first chapter from this book. The art of creativity. All children, by their nature, they don't love to read those books which are without pictures and without any conversation. Unless and until they are provided with that stuff which is full of creativity, you cannot have that sacred space created in our family which we want. And the first thing which I want to stress here is how to be creative in our family, in our homes, in our relationships, in our dealing, in our teachings, everything. Because the very thing which Alice is saying here is, what is the use of a book without pictures or conversations? She is busy in playing with her cat. She is not interested in this book, in reading this book, in understanding this book, because there are no pictures in this book. The first thing to do in our family is to bring creativity. And where are we to bring creativity? The first thing is, all children, if you want them, do not stifle their creativity. Every child is so creative, that we have to foster their creativity by giving them everything they need for their creativity. And as I said, the first creativity which is needed is in their studies. Teach them new methods of studying. Teach them new methods of memory training. Teach them new methods of studying, like mnemonics, use of text, use of pictures, use of brainstorming, use of mind mapping, and so on and so forth. So many methods are there where a child should be taught to study in a smarter manner. Rather than studying just sincerely, it's most important to study in a very, very smarter manner. There should be creativity everywhere. You know, there's a very beautiful book, Sense of Wonder. In that, the author, Rachel Carson, at the age of 70, when she wrote this book, she thought, I am missing something in my life. Let me go back in my childhood. And what she did, she made friendship with a one-year-old or two-year-old child and followed that child till 5 years of age. And she stayed with that child, she played with that child, did everything what that child did, and made a friendship with that child. And it is her experience that many things which I missed in my life, I found only after interacting with that child. And I understood that child is so much creative. An adult, a human being can never be creative like this child. So every child is so creative, we have to understand his creative nature, foster that creativity, encourage and provide him all those things which will help him become all the more creative. The first thing to do is to bring creativity in his studies. Teach him newer methods of studying. In India, you must have heard of Gurukul. They used to go in the lap of nature and sit there and study. One is to study in room, a closed space. One is to go out and study. You know, this entire book is written. If this Lewis Carroll had not gone there, this book would not have been written. He had taken those three girls on that boating tour. And there he got that idea, and that small girl Alice came and she said that, please you write this story which you wrote just now, you narrated. He just narrated first, and then he wrote it and modified it and remodified it and later on published. So everything started, all poets for that matter, all great singers for that matter, all the dancers, sculptors, everybody, they all sought nature. Silence, solitude and nature. These are the three things which should be there in our lives. Because what we will do, the same thing child will follow. If we have this habit of going in the vicinity of nature, hear the chirpings of the birds, see the sunset, see the sunrise, understand what are the secrets which are hidden in the nature, many new and creative things will come into us. That's why we have to inculcate this habit within ourselves, to go to Mother Nature. And there only this, you know, new ideas come to us, creativity will come to us. Even what creativity we have to bring in children's lives, that we will get to understand. So a child should be taught to be creative in his studies. Teach him all newer methods of studies. There are a lot of videos which are available. If he is reading some book, if he is reading history, if he is reading geography or whatever, you can give him, or nowadays children are very smart. They know more than what we know regarding history and regarding all the gadgets and internet and so many other things, but still there, what our perception about that topic would be little higher, because we can tell him more about that topic. That topic should become a game, that topic should become an entertainment. Whatever book it is, history, geography, or whatever he is studying, that should become a play, a game, a sort of visualization. He should see those things, whatever that is written, even if it is mathematics or whichever subject it is. And sometimes, you know, children are not at all willing to study at all. We find they throw temper tantrums. The greatest example in the history is of Helen Keller. You know, she is the first woman who was blind and deaf to get the degree of arts, BA in arts, first woman. If you study her life, the story of my life, she has written her life story. In that, she has written about her teacher, Annie Sullivan. How her teacher came, how she, that teacher tolerated her, how she was unruly child, a wild child, not listening to anybody and throwing all things here and there all the time. Such a child was taught by that lady, Annie Sullivan. So that was the greatest miracle in the history. A child who doesn't know how to, who cannot see, she was not born blind actually. At the age of 19 month, she got blind, contracted some illness, scarlet fever or something. But at the age of 6, she started, this teacher was called. And if you want to know the detail of this, it's a very, very inspiring for all the parents. A very beautiful movie has been made, Miracle Worker. So in that it is described how a child is taught to study, how a child is taught to speak. There was a great meeting in 1920 when these two ladies were there on the stage and thousands of public was there to listen to these two American women. And there Helen Keller had told her story with her teacher. So it's worth seeing, and that's why I'm saying we want creativity. Without creativity, without innovative ideas, if everything is, creativity is needed actually everywhere, in our thoughts, in our speech, in our actions, in our relationships, in our viewpoint, in our perspective, and that creativity will come if we take out some time every day and spend in the lap of nature. Unless and until this is not going to come. And this is the experience of so many thousands and thousands and thousands of poets and philosophers. So seek nature, seek silence, seek solitude, seek introversion. Go in the lap of nature, hear everything what is there in the nature. That internal stillness. Once that comes, then new things come to you. And when new things come to you, the same thing you can teach your children. Okay? So this is the first thing. So this is how the chapter starts. Alice was beginning to get tired of sitting by the... It is possible to play the video again? Just check if you have another laptop. So she was... The next... This is how she is sitting over here. I'm sorry, but how can one possibly pay attention to a book with no pictures in it? My world would be wonderful. Now, this is what she is talking with herself. If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is, because everything would be what it is not. And contrary-wise, what it is, it wouldn't be. And what it wouldn't be, it would be, you see. This is what she is talking with her cat, Dinah. Okay? It would be so nice if something would make a sense for change. So before we go to this, just arrange if you can make the video play. So the first thing is creativity. And the first creativity, I said, is to bring in their studies. what are the newer methods of studying? How to make the study interesting, as much interesting as possible. And for that, one has to get emotionally involved in that study. You know, in whatever things we get emotionally involved, we understand that and we can retain that for longer time. And one more thing, if things are projected in the 3D form, people remember that. Every man, suppose if I give you one book and I ask you to read this book, you read that book, and after 10 years, if I ask you what is there in that book, probably you forget. But if suppose you watch a movie, and after 10 years you are told what is there in that movie, you can remember each and every dialogues even. Why? Because it is 3D. In the similar manner, all studies should be made 3D. The same applies for Murli also. Same applies for Murli. You don't have to read it, you have to see it. You have to see it, you have to hear it, you have to taste it, you have to touch it. It should become palpable so that it becomes the real moving thing, a moving miracle. Okay? So, creativity in studies. Second, creativity in our relationships with them. What do we think of them? They are little children, they have just come, they don't have experience. What do we think of them? Their size is less, our size is bigger. Every father or mother thinks all over the world that I have to teach this child. Have we ever thought of learning from the child? Let me learn, probably he has come in our family to teach us something. We don't have that vision. We always think that this child, I need to impose my ideas. What I couldn't become, he should become. What I couldn't achieve, he should achieve. That is always there with us. Is it possible, brother? Because it will be a very dry thing without that video. So that's why I wanted it. So, bringing creativity in our relationship. Even their interpersonal relationships, there should be newness in that. You know, he should not become, it should play automatically actually. Probably this is an older version you have. No, it's actually I have the whole movie, but the thing is that there are clips from that. So it's... Can you keep it here otherwise? Is it possible to keep it here? Not possible. Okay. You know, now I understood why I don't use. As I said, I don't use this much. Okay. Yeah, probably it will work on that. You try this. So the second creativity is creativity in relationship. Khalil Gibran has written a beautiful poem in which he says, "Your children are not your children. They are through you, but they are not from you. So don't try to impose your ideas upon them. They are through you, but they are not from you." And whatever relationships we have, the same relationship they try to mimic. Our brother and sister are playing and they started fighting. Suddenly mother comes and she says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Nothing, we are just playing mummy daddy." So this is what they are doing. They are, whatever you do, they do the same thing. A brother and sister are fighting with each other. Mother comes and says, "You started fighting again." So the child says, "No mother, this is not again. This is the same first fight which is going on still." So this is the first fight which is still going on and on and on. Because they see us, whatever we are doing, they are going to do the same. Okay? So, we have to bring a sense of creativity, a sense of innovation in our relationship with that child. He might be a school going, he may be a college going child, whatever. That doesn't matter. And he might not even go to school or college, he might be doing some business, but he is a member of our family. So we have to, can we try creating a new relationship with that soul? New relationship which was never there before. As if he is our teacher and I am going to learn from him today. Let me see, by changing this viewpoint, what happens? Yeah? This is to keep awake. Yeah, this is positive approach. Yeah. So, bringing creativity in their relationships. These are the two important factors in creativity. Yeah. No child wants the same thing to be done again and again. Even if it is the same thing, he should be taught that in such a manner that he is excited about it. That sense of excitement should be created in that. It's done? Oh, so go back to the same. Go back to the same. Okay, we'll otherwise play that video later on from the movie itself. Okay? Okay, so the first thing is creativity. The second thing in this Alice is that while she is reading, suddenly she finds a rabbit going by. Okay? And she becomes, firstly, she doesn't pay any attention. It is just a usual rabbit which is going by. But when she finds that this rabbit is looking at his watch, and this rabbit is wearing a coat, and that rabbit is saying, I am late. This rabbit is saying like this, and suddenly that catches her attention, and she decides to follow that rabbit. So second thing, second sacred space which we have to create is curiosity. Every child is curious to know what is this, what is that. And most of the time what we do, we just stifle that curiosity, we suppress that curiosity, we don't want to answer that. We just say this is useless, this is senseless, what you are talking, nonsense. Play the same thing, forget the video now. Okay. So, the second thing is the curiosity. Every child is curious to know this world, what is there around. W.H. Lawrence has written a beautiful thing. He said, once a child came to me and he asked, "Uncle, why the leaves are green?" First he asked this question to his father. The child asked this question and father said, "Green leaves are green means green, that's it. Don't ask any more further." So that's why he came to this person who was a little learned person, an English author and a philosopher sort of man. So he said, "Child, I really don't know." And he has written, what answer should I give to him? Because I know that leaves are green because of chlorophyll, but why chlorophyll is green then? There are so many unsolved mysteries in this world and I do not know anything about them. So how can I say that I know things? So first thing is that we need to accept that I myself do not know many things still. And when you do not know, say that I do not know. Rather than just pretending to be a knowledgeful person. This pretense, you know, false pretense, this is a very dangerous thing. If you don't know, you don't know. That's it. And this curiosity, actually we need to foster this curiosity, but in the right direction. That is very important. Okay? So, go back after the video. After. Next. The moment it comes there, it stops. It's okay. So, here she is. So this white rabbit with pink eye suddenly came and he said, I'm late. Okay? And Alice started following that white rabbit. So never ever try to suppress the curiosity. Take that curiosity in a positive direction. Because if a child asks something and if we say that no, we should not try to, or you will try to hide it, he becomes all the more curious for it. If you try to tell child don't do this, he becomes all the more excited to do that. You know, Sigmund Freud had written one experience. He and his wife and small child, they went to a garden and they spent whole day in that garden. It was evening and it was time to go back home. Okay? So child was missing. So they started searching everywhere, but it was not to be seen. Then Sigmund Freud asked his wife, did you tell him not to go to any particular place? She said, yes, I told him not to go to the fountain. So he said, now go, he must be there. And she goes there and finds he's sitting there waddling. And he brings, she asks him, how do you got to know that he's sitting there? He said, this is nothing great in that, this is child psychology. If you tell them, don't see this, they are all the more excited to see that. If you tell them, you should not do this, they want to do the same thing. Because they get curious to know that. So, curiosity should be there. We have to nurture that curiosity. And remember one very beautiful statement, you have to make your child spiritual even without using the word spirituality. You have to make the child spiritual even without letting them know about spirituality. And this is the best way to make them spiritual, right? So, curiosity. Third thing is down the rabbit hole. Alice runs. She wants to know why this rabbit is late. And where this rabbit is rushing towards. That's why she is running after the rabbit. And the rabbit goes down the hole. And so she also goes down the rabbit hole. And after that the journey starts. She is going down, 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 down. And it is shown that suddenly she has lot of time to think here. Lot of time she keeps on thinking. Either the well was very deep or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time. And she was thinking of what all things are there around her. So, she was in that. One more thing I would like to say here. Let a child follow a rabbit. Don't stop. That rabbit may be painting, that rabbit may be some art, that rabbit may be music. That rabbit may be anything. A strange rabbit. Let it follow it. Let it develop its own arts. Let it understand the things in his own way, rather than we imposing our ideas upon him. He is interested in following that rabbit. Let him follow. That white rabbit, which is that white rabbit in my child's life, we need to understand. So let him follow that. Don't stop him. And one more thing, during the same journey, now Alice has started thinking about many, many things. Whilst falling, she is thinking, probably I am going into the center of the earth. These are her thinkings, her journey. Whilst falling down, she is thinking, probably I am going down the center of the earth. Again she is thinking, probably if I come out from the other side, people are upside down from the other side. This she is thinking. Also she is thinking, some words she has heard in the book of geography, latitude, longitude, and she is trying to use those words. But she is unhappy because her parents are not around. Because had her parents been there, then she would have been very happy because they would have praised. Because she is using such bombastic words, latitude, though she did not know what is latitude and what is longitude. She has no idea about latitude and longitude, but she is trying to figure out what is the longitude and what is the longitude or latitude where I am going. Look at her thinking, how she is thinking. This is how her thinking is going on and on and on. So, and one more thing, she is thinking, I am falling like this, now I have become so brave. Now if I go back to my family, in my home, and if I fall, I will show as if nothing has happened. It is quite natural, means I have become so courageous. Here she is trying to, internally every child wants appreciation. Every child wants appreciation. She is trying to use those words, but little she is getting unhappy because there is nobody to see her and to hear her knowledge. She wants to show off her knowledge, but nobody is there. And a parent is a person, a first person, who will give her this recognition. Yes, what you have learned is very good. What you have understood, this is the way we also try to understand. Now what you are understanding, even we did not understand at your age. So this sense of appreciation is, a child's ruminations are all this. Try to understand what a child thinks when he is alone. Other thing is, I wonder how many miles I have by this time. This is all she is thinking, everything like that. Other thing is, child's friend. When she is alone and she is going down the rabbit hole, she is not thinking of her mother. She is not thinking of her father. She is not thinking of her sister, whom she is remembering, her cat. Because she has a very strong emotional attachment with cat, but not with her parents, because probably parents have no time. So all her, Diana will miss me very much tonight. Diana is the name of a cat. And she is also thinking, now who will give her tea? She is so caring about her cat. So, study the emotion of a child. Try to understand. Many times we find that children never open up in front of their parents, while they open up in front of a counselor. Because counselors are non-judgmental. They don't judge. They don't have prejudiced view of that child. They know that he is like that only. Parents, they have some preformed opinion, premeditated opinion about the child. But a counselor is absolutely non-judgmental. In the similar manner, child is always attracted to somebody. Can we become that person? The most attractive person in the world for this child. Can we become? This is the question everybody should ask to oneself. Can I become that mother? Can I become that father whom a child will come, my son will come, my daughter will come and share everything? Right now they are not sharing because there is a fear. Because they think that probably we don't understand them. They fear because we have not understood them in the past. They fear because of their own past traumatic experiences. Can we become such a bosom friend? This sacred place we need to create in our family, in our homes. That atmosphere of love, that atmosphere of friendship, that atmosphere of happiness. Child should not feel stressed about his studies, because many times it happens that he has got some wrong, good, low marks or something happened, but he doesn't want to share. He doesn't want to share. We see in our hospital, in our OPD, many children, very small, they are depressed. Though I don't see pediatric patients, but many people they bring, whilst they show themselves, they say that, do something for this. He is not eating, he is not talking with anybody. He looks very depressed. Such a small child and gone in depression. Probably that feeling of loneliness is there somewhere. He feels that nobody is mine. See, Alice is not missing her mother, father, sister, her teacher. She is missing that cat. Because she thinks that cat is my only friend. She has made friendship with animals. Okay? So this is the fifth thing. Sixth is the manage personal growth. If you have seen this movie, or if you know about Alice's story, you must have seen what happens. She reaches a hall. In that, when this thing is there, a small bottle is there, it is written, drink me. A cake is written, it is written, eat me. She drinks, she becomes small. She eats, she becomes very big. Throughout the wonderland, throughout her stay in the Wonderland, sometimes she is becoming very big, sometimes she is becoming very, very small. But a time comes when she learns to manage herself. When that caterpillar tells her, ki, if you eat this mushroom, you will become right side, you will become big, left side if you eat, you will become small. So this thing is there. So this story tells something about personal growth. What things we need to give him to eat so that a child grows? What things we need to give him to drink so that a child grows? What are the things that should shrink? What are the things that should grow? It's a very important lesson which we understand. I think I can play that video directly from that movie. Go back. Just minimize this and go to the movie there, so that you can just get a short idea about it. So, it's all about growth. A simple question, it is not just about children, it is about personal growth also. Am I growing in spirituality or not? What are the things within me? Is my ego, is it shrinking or it is, yeah, that 1951. It's a cartoon movie. You will enjoy it definitely. So, growth. What are the things which are barrier in my spiritual growth? New year is approaching. So we are going to cover almost 18 points here for the new year. Go forward. About 5 minutes. Voice. Even more than that. Voice. So the principle of growth is very important. A child may be growing physically, but it also is that emotionally he is retarded. Some emotion has blocked his growth. This is a thing which she is falling down, she is going down and down. And she has a lot of time during this time when she is thinking about herself, thinking about many things which she is seeing. Between she is falling asleep, she is tired, she is again going down, 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 and down. This is the rabbit hole. This is she.
And come out the other side where people walk upside down. Oh, but that's silly. Nobody. Oh! Oh, Mr. Rabbit! Wait!
She's excited to know where this rabbit is running.
Quite a turn.
You see, I was following...
Rather good, what? Doorknob turn?
Please, sir.
Well, one good turn deserves another. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a white rabbit. So, if you don't mind...
Eh? Oh!
There he is! I simply must get through...
Sorry, you're much too big. Simply impassable.
You mean impossible?
No, impassable. Nothing's impossible. Why don't you try the bottle on the table?
Table?
So this is a table.
Oh,
so in this, you can see later on, lot many things are there. She eats something, becomes small. She drinks something, she becomes
large. Look first. But if one drinks much from a bottle...
Okay, let's stop it. Stop.
The bottle!
Rather.
The bottle!
Yeah. So, the principle... This is what we have to manage. personal growth. This is a very important lesson from this entire book, that she is changing her shapes multiple times, and gradually she understands that this is what I have to eat and this is not I should not eat, so that I can have proper height. Here also, what things a child should see, drink, eat, what is his vision, what is his perception of looking at things, we need to sit with him and make him understand things. This is what is going to make you go down. Rather than just giving him instructions after instructions, sit with him as a counselor, as a friend, rather than as a parent, rather than as a teacher. Just sit with him and discuss that thing out with him, and he will understand how to manage himself, his personal growth. So once she is there, she becomes so big in that story, she starts crying. Because she has become very big because of eating that small thing. And once she is big, she starts crying. She cries so much that there is a flood in that room. Because afterwards, she remembers that something, that rabbit is going, and she wears that rabbit's glove and she becomes small again. Then she starts floating in her own tears. She starts floating in her own tears and she gets wet. There is a flood of tears because she cried when she was big. And now when she has become small, now she is floating in that tears. And now there is something which is the third chapter in that book, is caucus race. This caucus race, she arrives at a place, at one bank, and there she finds that many animals are there. Some mouse is there, one dodo is there, many people are there. And somebody suggests that if you want to become dry, what you have to do is caucus race. What is that race? They start running randomly from any place. Then Alice said, this is a strange race, I have never seen such a race before. But she finds that after some time, their clothes have become dried. Okay. And who is the winner? So the dodo says, everyone is the winner. This is a very beautiful statement in the book. Everyone is the winner. So this teaches a non-competitive attitude. Don't try to compare this child with other children. Each child is not just a masterpiece. It's not just unique, but a masterpiece. Unique abilities, unique specialities. Something which nobody has. So there's no question of comparing it with anybody. Here there is a race, and at the end of the race the result is declared, and they say everyone is the winner in this race. Such a beautiful race is this. But Lewis Carroll has written this race in a different manner. This is actually a satire. Caucus is that politicians and all those, they're meeting assembly hall. There it also shows a disorderly way of life. If it is not for the drying clothes, if it is your some goal, then at the end, then everybody is asking for prizes. So whatever sweets Alice has, she distributes, because she was told, now you distribute the sweets. And nothing is left for her. And someone thimble, that what you put in the thumb, that she gets. So don't exert yourself so much for worthless things. That is also one of the lessons from this. So for children, I will say, caucus race means a race. Let them live that, their life, fully, independently, having that inner space within them where there is no force, external force, that you have to do. No. Whatever is their ability, let them continue with that. But you can help them, encourage them, teach them in a friendly manner. But don't ever tell them that why you scored less mark. Because that is a hidden stress within them. Even though next exam they may score, but that stress persists. So we don't want that. Okay? So this is the, everybody has won and all must have prizes. This is what is dodo. Actually, this dodo, Lewis Carroll says, it is he. He is the dodo actually. When he was going with three sisters, he and his friend became, in the book, he wrote as a duck. And he became the dodo. Dodo is an animal, now it is in extinction. In Mauritius earlier, they used to be there. So, this is the another. Now, another is the self-respect. Child self-respect. Alice comes out of the race. She gets tired. She is dried. Now, she has entered and she finds this rabbit whom she is chasing. The rabbit is entering one house and she finds it is written, rabbits, white rabbit's house. So, So it was a rabbit's house. So she understands that now she will ask this rabbit, but this rabbit misunderstands her. Rabbit thinks she is his maid and orders her, go and bring my gloves from, because he had lost his gloves. And now what Alice thinks, see, why Marianne, what are you doing here? Run home this moment and fetch me a pair of gloves and fan, quick now. And Alice was so frightened that she ran off at once in the direction it pointed out to, without trying to explain the mistake it had made. What was the mistake? There's a video, but it will... Okay. He took me for his housemate. She said to herself. And one more thing, what she is saying here is, the rabbit thought she is a maid. Okay? And what she started thinking, now if when I will go back, my cat will also start ordering me. What she is saying, I suppose Diana will be sending me on messages next. And she began fancying the sort of thing. Now she is self-talking. Miss Alice, come here directly and get ready for your walk. Diana is ordering her. Because now rabbit has ordered. So this is, you know, whenever a child is scolded, he thinks, now others will also start scolding me. You are hurting that deeper aspect of his personality. If you have said to him some very, very unkind words, amounting to abuses, sometimes. Maybe we are doing for his welfare, but you know, child minds runs in a very different direction. Here the rabbit did not behave properly with her. Rabbit thought that she is a maid. But now what she is thinking inside her mind? She is thinking all these imaginings. She is alone and she started thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. Now he has said like this to me, now they will also say like this to me. My mother has said, means now my friends will also say. So this is a child psychology. So we should be very careful with the words we use with our children. Okay? Next is, this is how Alice goes in that home of a rabbit. And there again, when she goes, she was small. But again, she becomes so big that they get afraid. The rabbit gets afraid. So this is how she is. This is the most important chapter from this entire book. Alice now reaches Caterpillar. Caterpillar, he was smoking hookah in that book. He was a blue caterpillar smoking hookah. And she sits and sees that caterpillar. And then Caterpillar asks her, who are you? Caterpillar is asking, who are you? What is her answer? This a video? The moment video comes, it stops. Just forward it. Caterpillar asks her, who are you? She says, I have changed my size, shape so many times since morning that I don't know now who I am. In the morning, after doing Amrit Vela, we know we are souls. We are soul conscious. Okay? We know after Murli that we are godly children. But in the evening, when somebody asks you, who are you? We have changed our shape so many times that now I don't know who I am. This is a humanity's questions. I know who I was this morning, but I have changed many times since then. And she says, now I don't know, I cannot. It's so difficult for me. Are we also changing shapes? How many times throughout the day? In the morning stage is very fine, very powerful stage. But throughout the day, so many things happen, so many upheavals, and we change our shapes. And in the evening, we are lost. If suppose somebody asks, who are you? Even though we teach the world that they are souls, but do we have that real deepening experience of soul? You know, German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer, he was once, early morning, maybe about 3 a.m., he went to one garden and then he was self-muttering, he was talking with himself early morning. The gardener who was there suddenly came out to see who is there at this hour of the day, so early morning. With his lantern he comes and he says, who is it? Who are you? What are you doing? Where from you have come? What do you want? Four questions. Who are you? What are you doing? What do you want? What do you want to do? So, earth, where you come from? So, that Schopenhauer says, this is what I am searching throughout my life. Who I am? From where I have come? What do I want? What I have come from? Where I have come from? I do not know. This is the basic questions. Who I am? Who in the world I am? Alice is saying this question too. This is our Alice answer. Caterpillar is asking her again and again, who are you? First tell. She says, no, I don't know who I am. Because I have changed my shape so many times. So I do not know. Body conscious, soul conscious. Body conscious, soul conscious. Now I don't know who I am. Husband, wife, office, some boss, junior, senior. I am really lost. So this is very important. That's why evening yoga is very important. We have to recollect ourselves. I always say one thing, that we have to give chart to Baba twice. Once, which we know at night before sleeping, but one more chart that can be given in the evening hour. When we sit in yoga, just tell him everything what you have done since morning. Tell him everything, Amrit Vela, then Murli, then I met these people, then this happened, this happened, this happened. In the evening only you should become light. This chart has to be given in the evening. Okay? So, who I am? Next. What do you mean by that? When she says, I have changed my shapes many times, Caterpillar says, explain yourself. Alice's answer is, I can't explain myself. I am afraid, sir, because I am not myself, you see. She says, I can't explain because I am not myself. I am not this what I am. What I am showing off is not me. My real self is something else. I am something different. But I don't know how to explain. I can't explain myself. When did we have really a really meaningful conversation last? This is pertaining to a parent-child relationship. Many times child cannot explain himself. We can't explain ourselves. This is a very beautiful question you can write in your books. When did you last have a really meaningful conversation? All waste, no waste in that conversation. When was that conversation ever? When was the last? A meaningful, a fruitful, a creative, a loving, a beautiful conversation with your children or your family or family member or even the Brahmin family. Not just when you come in Madhuban, but at your respective places. When was the last time? So this is very important thing, that many times we can't explain ourselves. Because we are not ourselves. Be yourself, and then only we can explain ourselves what exactly our thoughts, feelings, emotions are. Otherwise they are most of the time clouded. Intellect is, you know, hazy. Thoughts are not clear. Emotions are not clear. We ourselves don't know whether we love or we hate. Such a thing happens. Next is, now Alice goes from Caterpillar. She enters another, it's a different chapter. Here she enters Duchess house. The Duchess is having a child and she is throwing her child. Okay? This is a very beautiful lesson, that how do you handle your child? She is absolutely aggressive with her child and there is a cook who is throwing all the utensils out. So when Alice comes, there is some discussion there, but one beautiful statement which I want to take from that book is, if everybody minded their own business, the world would go around a deal faster than it does. Now that is what last Sunday's Murli, Parachintan and Paradarshan. Seeing others and thinking of others, stop that. Mind your own business. Do not enter into the private lives of others. What they are doing, what they should do and what they should not do, rather than wasting our time, because children look at us. If we do that, they also start doing the same thing. So that's what Duchess had said, one statement here, mind your own business, the world would be better place if you do this. You know, in Bible it is shown, Jesus Christ comes after 3 days back, after 3 days he comes back again. And one of the disciples, Peter, asks him, do you love me? Jesus says, yes, I do love you. He asks again, do you love me? Do you love me? He asks, yes, yes, I love you, and all that thing. And then at the end, Peter asks, what do you think about this John who is coming? Beautiful statement. What is that to you? What is that to you? Means you mind your own business. It is between him and me. You have no business to interfere. What do I think of him? Whether I love him or not. I love you, you love me, that's fine. But don't ask me whether how much I love John. What is that to you? What is that to you? What is happening here? What is happening there? What is happening in their families? This is all parchintan and pardarshan. Mind your own business. Next. Specific goal. This is again a very beautiful statement and often quoted everywhere. Cheshire cat there, which she finds, and probably in the entire Wonderland, this is the most important character. So, Alice is lost in the Wonderland, okay, she goes, and she finds one cat is sitting there. And she asks that cat is asking, would you please tell me which way I ought to go from here? Cat says, that depends a great deal, good deal on where you want to go. She says, I don't much care about where I want to go. So cat says, then it doesn't matter which way you go. If you have no goals, then it doesn't matter anywhere you can go. Do we have specific goal in life? We often talk of, when we talk of goal, we talk of smart approach, specific, achievable, measurable, realistic and time bound. Goals should have this thing. New Year is approaching. What goals we have kept for ourselves? Any goal? This is video. Okay. So, think about what you can achieve over the next 90 years. You can make 30 days, you can make 60 days, you can, but you should have some goal. This is my sanskar which is not getting, I'm finding it difficult to get rid. It could be anything, but there should be some goal. Just now, while coming, I received one message. It was written, a goal for 2018 is not to become more goal. Goal is that. So many people keep these goals, health goals. Okay, the goal for 2018 is not to become more goal. Now remember what you are, or reduce your weight more. So you just, this Cheshire cat. So be more specific about goal, whether it is spirituality, whether it's your life, whether it's your job, how much time I should give to my child, and also teach that goal management to that child also. You know, many of the children, from their childhood they wanted to become something, and they became that. They had that vision in front of their eyes. George Washington, Benjamin Franklin or somebody, George Washington, yeah, George Washington had written that. He was such a small boy, he had no money, even to go to school, he used to do that job of ringing the bell. But whilst ringing the bell in between two periods, he used to say, George Washington will become president of America one day. At that child age, he is not going to school, he has no money, but that vision he created that I want to become president of America. Such a small child with that goal. And he became one day. You nurture your goal, you sustain your goal, visualize, colorize, picturize, see that goal happening in front of you. See that it has actually happened. If you want to bring your children in Gyan, you can practice this meditation, this visualization technique. You see any soul, if it is your husband who is not in Gyan, is your wife who is not in Gyan, see that soul sitting in front of Avyakta Bab Dada in Diamond Hall. And Baba is giving drishti to that. See your child sitting in front of Baba and taking drishti from Baba. Create that vision, and that vision will come to pass soon. Because visualization is very powerful. Imagination is the only weapon against, as it said again, reality. So imagination, Einstein has said, is more powerful than knowledge. So, goal. Next. This is also a very beautiful statement here. Alice says, but I don't want to go among mad people. Oh, you can't help that, said the cat. We all are mad here. I am mad. You are mad. Alice says, how do you know that I am mad? The cat says, you must be, or you wouldn't have come here. You must be mad, that's why you came in this wonderland. Otherwise, why will you come in this wonderland? This is one thing. Second is, this Cheshire Cat says, I am not crazy, my reality is just different from yours. So two things. Every human being is unique. Every child is unique. Each one's reality is different from others. You cannot just compare anybody with anybody. Everybody is, and every great man for that matter would have this little stupidity or eccentricity. That is actually a sign of greatness in one way. Okay? So, this is such a beautiful statement. This is even applies for the whole world. The whole world, they say, is a madhouse sort of. And they say, you are mad, I am mad. Why? And she says, why? How do you know that I am mad? If you are not mad, you wouldn't have come here. So this is actually, in this Brahmin life, we should have that divine madness. But, you know, divine madness to do purushar, to do efforts, to reveal one father, to spread his message everywhere, and to reveal him by our behavior. Okay? All those things. So this is the 13th. One more thing is here. Mad Hatter says, have I gone mad? Alice, I am afraid so. You are entirely bonkers. You are mad. But I will tell you a secret. All best people are. All best people are. Now we will enter another beautiful discussion about good manners. I don't think it will... If you see that video, you will definitely like it. But I don't want to play it again. It takes time. Okay? So there is a beautiful party here. I think there's a video, just go ahead. Mad Hatter, March Hare and Dormouse. Have you heard of these words, these characters before? Yeah. Just go ahead. So Alice enters that party, okay? So these three people are already there? Yeah. So at that party, what happens? She enters and the March Hare says, have some wine. March Hare, encouraging tone. Alice looks around, okay, and she finds that there is nothing but tea. I don't see any wine. So March Hare said, there isn't any. Then it wasn't very civil of you to offer it. It wasn't very civil of you to sit down without being invited. Because Alice comes and just sits in that party. They say, don't come. She says, no, because seat is ready. That's why. But she says, and she starts remarking. She asks, where is the, even one more thing is there, where is the sauce? So they say, they first offer a sauce. So they say, sauce is offered every alternate day. So when is the alternate day? So they say, the alternate day is always in the past, never now. So that day will never come. Such strange conversations are there. Here, she is offered wine, but she says, there is no wine. So she says, it is very rude of you to offer. But then he correct, sir. It is also very rude of you that you came uninvited. Table manners, talking manners, school manners, dress manners. There are multiple different types of manners. You can just Google and search what are the different types of manners. Food manners, eating manners, what to say guest when guest comes, what are the manners. Okay. One more thing. The Hatter says, your hair want cutting. He had been looking at Alice for some time with great curiosity and this was his first speech. You should learn not to make personal remarks. Alice said with some severity, it's very rude. So you know, this is also a very great learning lesson. Otherwise some children have got habit of making personal remarks. Whenever they make, you should have to teach them. No, this is not the way. You have to make them understand the truth. Otherwise this becomes a habit. Next, one more thing. The Mad Hatter and the March Hare, they ask, tell us your story. So she says, how should I begin? So this is a very famous statement. Begin at the beginning. And then go on till you come to the end and then stop. It means that once you start any work, continue it fully. Don't stop it in between. Take any job, any work, finish it fully. Begin at the beginning and then go on till you come to the end and then stop. So this is one. Other is the law of faith. Alice says, this is impossible. Mad Hatter says, only if you believe it is. This is a very important chapter. Teach this chapter of lesson of faith to every child. Faith moves mountain. If you have faith, impossibles become possible. There's nothing in this world impossible. Everything can be made possible. Learning skill, speaking skill, anything. Greatest of the speakers, they were not knowing to speak at all. As I gave example of Helen Keller, she spoke. That was a miracle come true. Okay? So, law of faith. Then, art of talking. Here, Alice keeps on talking. And then she thinks, she says something, and the Mad Hatter says, why you said this? So she says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't think. If you don't think, then you shouldn't talk. That is March here. If you don't think, then you shouldn't talk. Art of talking. Manners of talking. When to talk, when not to talk. How to talk. You know, when I was a child, in my school book, I have not read that book again. Anytime I couldn't find it, there was a story of one girl, and she is so much talkative. So once the guests are coming, so mother explains her, you must keep mum, otherwise go away from the house, because you always create some problem whenever guests come. So the girl says, no, I will keep mum. Just teach me what I have to speak. So girl teaches her that if the guests come while they are leaving, tell them, must you go? Can't you wait? So she learns that statement. So guest comes and all those things happen and lot of things. Whatever the guests like, she said, this is very bad. That dog is worthless, but they like the dog. And every conversation goes wrong. At the end, when the guests are leaving, she says, must you wait? Can't you go? Everything all hodgepodge in that story. So this is the 17th is the art of talking, and the last, tea time always and the unbirthday party. This is the last. See, here what happens, Alice is asking, there is a watch that rabbit comes there and the watch is not working. So the march hare sees. So Alice asks, what is the time in your watch? So it says, it tells the day of the month and doesn't tell what o'clock it is. Why it should be? Does your watch tell what year it is? Because Alice is asking, why it is like that your time is not telling and it is telling the month. So this person is asking her, ki, does your watch show the year? So Alice says, because it is always long time. So what is the answer? Here is, yes it is, because it is always tea time. So that's why there is no need to show what o'clock it is. It shows what year it is, their watch. It is always tea time. And this, they have written this also. Why? Because he was punished by time or so on. But can we make something that it always remains tea time in life? It is always a time of celebration. It's always a time of joy. It's always a time of feasting, not fasting. And one more important thing with which I will end this session. She comes there and they are enjoying and celebrating. And they are saying a merry, very unhappy unbirthday party to you. She says, what? Unbirthday party? What is this unbirthday party? So he explains her, see, in a year there are 365 days and you have one birthday. So what about 364 days? That is why we are celebrating unbirthday party. There's a very beautiful song there. A very merry unbirthday party to you. Alice says to me. So Alice says, then it is also my unbirthday. And they start celebrating there. So that's how the beautiful conversation goes there. So just go ahead from there. These are the total 18 chapters. We will just revise and then I'll finish. Escape. 64 slide. So these are the things. Okay. First is creativity, which is missing there. So these are total 18 different chapters from this book. Beautiful book. You can go. And one more thing. I don't understand why Alice left the Wonderland. And last. Wherever there is a video, it stops. Okay, whatever. So, now will be traffic control. Okay. before Alice got to Wonderland, she had to fall. Remember that. She had to fall. Whatever that happened has happened now. Now we are ushering into a new year, 2018. So there will be traffic control. What you have to do in this traffic control, unbirthday party. Okay? A unbirthday party. Emerge, take yourself to the subtle world. Emerge your entire family there, and there is a beautiful table, okay? And there is a cake, and Bab Dada, with Bab Dada you celebrate what? Unbirthday party. And that is all the time. Okay? So, this is in short, though there were a lot of disturbances because of video not getting played, but whatever. I hope you enjoyed this session. Okay? Om Shanti. So, let's have a short celebration in the subtle world. Emerge all the members of your family. They all are sitting. There is a cake. Bab Dada is in front. And you are blowing the candle. And then Bab Dada is giving that piece of cake to each one of my family. Laukik family. Or even entire Brahmin family. Okay? So that will be a short yoga experiment. Om Shanti.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Sachin. We are very fortunate to have had you here with a beautiful presentation, even without the videos. And we are very grateful for you being here. Thank you very much.